Hey there, this is No Cap Nightcap. I'm your host, Noviel Gilmore. Give me a second, I'm just setting up around here. And shutting down at the same time, if that makes sense. Once again, this is No Cap Nightcap. I'm your host, Noviel Gilmore. And this is part 3 of the Will of God series. Entitled, Sex Before Marriage is the Will of God. Now, I know that may, put a lot of people off, but hear me out. Hear me out. Alright? So, is sex before marriage a part of God's will? That's what we're going to deal with today. Today's message is brought to you by That's So Gilmore, itsy.com. Two S's, of course, and that's THATSSOGILMORE. We got to go to our sponsors real quick. Holler at you 1 second. Welcome back. Once again, this is a No Cap Nightcap. I'm your host, Noviel Gilmore. And this is the third part of the Will of God series. And also, this is a No Cap Nightcap presenting the Church of John 10:16. Okay, so let's dive back into this. So my thoughts on this, I'm thinking like, hey look, I haven't been created with sex propagation tools. Seems like you must learn to use them in the way that they were designed. Be it, masturbation or actual sex. The stimulus is there for you to explore it. God gave you a brain, yeah? You insult God when you don't use it. Sex feels good specifically to attract you to it. Why? Well, ultimately to create another you. Keep it 100. I get it. You can use a hammer to build a house or as a paperweight on your mustard yellow lace handkerchief. Right? Consider the people hunting and gathering. Consider those hunter-gatherer people. Consider them waiting to get married before having sex. None of us would be here. God ain't stupid, look. God knows what sex is, how it feels, what you can do, what you think about doing, what you really shouldn't be doing. Omnipotence is just that, you know. My thing is, though, with this whole idea of sex before marriage, would that be taboo if the concept of marriage did not, I don't want to say didn't exist, but if the concept of marriage if it were explained from I think from its original meaning, you know, I was raised in a Christian church in a Christian home, and so a lot of my thoughts about this sort of thing kind of goes back into the Bible, of course. So that's what I'll be using today to juxtaposition this idea that sex before marriage is the will of God. So Jesus, when I guess, you know, kind of referencing marriage, brought together two passages from Genesis. He implicitly emphasized that it is God made male and female lifelong and monogamous. To me, God made man and woman, put them together on earth saying, let no one separate this union. They are one for each other. Monogamous, right? Those two. That man and that woman. Not man with man, or woman with woman, but man with woman, woman with man. And that is the initial path to eternal life. Sperm is the male contribution to the eternity, or to that particular eternity. The egg is the woman's contribution. Neither could be without the other. Thus, God married man to woman, symbolically tying us together in that way. Sex before marriage, in this light, wouldn't violate this union. Fornication, however, in this light, would. Because I believe fornication is outside of man and woman sex. Let me say that again. I believe fornication is outside of man and woman sex. So fornication would still fail to be a part of God's will. However, sex before marriage is part of God's will. Okay? So, We tend to look forward in the future regarding these sorts of conversations, but rarely look past or look to the past, to the beginnings of these stances, so to speak, these positions. Here's a question for you before we go to commercial break. Did hunters and gatherers thousands of years ago also go to hell? If God's word is eternal, then yeah. In the current understanding of God's word, when we come back from the commercial break, we'll get into that a bit more. Think about that. Did hunters and gatherers thousands of years ago die and go to hell because they were having sex without being married? I mean, that's what they were doing. Anyway, let's hit this commercial break real quick, and then we're gonna pick it up after it. All right, I'm gonna holler at y'all. Hold on. Two pet runs, two G's, 27, Tracy Ways, one G, Insane in the Membrane, Uno Silver, City Tropic Haze, if you know what I mean, cool. If you don't, well, try to find out on that. Welcome back. This is No Cap Nightcap, Novio Gilmore, presenting the Church of John 10:16, Bishop Ronald Gilmore. Did hunters and gatherers thousands of years ago also go to hell? If God's word is eternal, then yes. In the current understanding of God's word, that is. So, we must question then, first, obviously, the translation of the biblical text regarding these situations. But, what does the biblical text actually have to say about these situations? So, we'll focus basically on Matthew 15, 8 through 19, and 1 Corinthians 6, 18. Matthew, Jesus said, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts of murder, adultery, and fornication, things that defile a person. Paul urging you in 1 Corinthians 6:18 to flee from it. Fornication, that is. So, if fornication is something that defiles a person, that would mean to me that they're breaking the union, the marriage, so to speak, that the Bible references in regards to God. I mean, that the Bible speaks of when God talks about marriage in the Bible. Okay, so Matthew, it says, Jesus said, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts of murder, adultery, and fornication, things that defile a person. Sex before marriage doesn't defile a person. Just saying. I mean, why would God give you instruments to create yourself a game, and then at the same time tell you that those instruments are defiling your body if you use them before marriage? Who is marrying, you know, these hunter-gatherers? And where are the records at? Let me see. So fornication, I just did a Google search. And the definition, the consensus of modern dictionaries states that fornication is consensual sexual intercourse between people who aren't married to one another. This encompasses adultery and all forms of premarital sex. What's the word for fornication in Hebrew? Because that's where this section would be translated from, and that would be zana, right? Z-A-N-A-H. I looked this one up too. And zana is transcribed for the sin of fornication. But it's also in the meaning of the words for idolatry. You know, idolatry, like, you know, the worship of idols, extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone. Switching gears slightly, a partner of mine was, and I was talking, and conformity came up about this topic and how, since God's word is eternal, a lot of people hunting and gathering went to hell for sex outside of wedlock. The partner responded with, "You ain't got to go that far back. Our own people weren't marrying like we do in the United States right now." Conformity, he said, is all that it is. They want us to conform in every way. We even have to speak two different ways to make others feel comfortable. Otherwise, I am the aggressive black man when I'm just being me. All truth there. You know what I'm saying? He was absolutely correct. I know that's a bit of a tangent, but we are forced to conform in thought process. You know, marriage is something that allows, to me, for a record of your action, of an action. But that is a form of conformity, you know, and using religious text to back it up at the same time. So we are forced to conform in thought process. The enemy is saying, "I will teach you what? I will teach you the word of God, or what God is saying, but I will not allow you to read me say that again. I will teach you the word of God and what God is saying. But I will not allow you to read. Matter of fact, we will legislate to make it illegal for you to read. Man. Braden back into the lane. Marriage is the will of God. God is saying, man and woman belong together. I created the two specifically for one another. Any other combination is outside the will of God. Thus, the current definition of marriage is not a part of God's will. Sex before marriage is part of God's will. And fornication has to refer to sexual proclivities outside of God's word, or outside of God's will. God's will was man and woman, this particular union. I'm marrying this union together. Not you got to get married. No. I created you in this way. I know that you could walk backwards or walk on your hands and do all sorts of other things. But here is how I created you. And the way that I'm going to back that up and show you this is how I created you, I'm going to give you tools to create yourself. And I'm going to create you with the taste for something sweet. And I'm going to create you with this sensitivity to drive you towards wanting to have sex. That is what God meant by, to me in the Bible, about man, the marriage of man and woman, woman and man. So fornication has to refer to sexual proclivities outside of God's will, thus revealing the will of God. Women have sex with men. Men have sex with women. When you want, this creates the Holy Trinity. Eternally, man, woman, child. Man, woman, child. Man, woman, child. Marriage in terms of wedding and registry are not required. They're simply not needed. Sex before marriage is the will of God. If you want to remain inside of the will of God, you will not burden yourself with the will of man or the will of woman. Hey,
Here's a sidebar, and you know, I know it's, I do this a lot, and that's, I say you have to listen to me deeply because I braid a lot of information inside of my thoughts, you know, and I'm kind of assumptive in that. I assume you're going to know what I'm talking about. But the symbol or the letters for iron on the periodic table is Fe, stands to Latin word ferrus. F-E-R-R-O-U-S, I think it's spelled it. It's ferrus. And it's just interesting that, you know, I'm a male, and my wife would be a iron male. I mean, but iron in front of male seems like it, you know, F-E, but anyway, that was just a little, I don't even know what that, or why I included that just now, but, I've always considered that, and, let's jump back onto topic, you know, but, you know, all that I've said and all that I'm saying at the end of the day is that, sex before marriage is part of God's will. Otherwise, there would have been some sort of institution set up for everyone to have to wait until marriage, you know. So, just saying that's something that man has created that God did not. You know, that's just like my previous show in regards to alcohol and like psychotropics, marijuana and psilocybin, you know, that sort of thing, and that those things must have been part of God's will that we use them. You know, they see themselves, you know, in one hand, you know, and the other God, you know, turn water into wine, you know, in a celebratory fashion, you know, and so we're taught all these things that we shouldn't do when in fact God has ordained that we do them. And it's just this constant slight nudge away from the truth, you know, and it's like, you know, yeah, sex before, you know, waiting to have sex before marriage, you know, it works for some people, and that's fine, and I think that's great, because, you know, it stops them from bringing, you know, life into this world before they're ready to commit to that life, you know. So I can understand that working for some, you know, I get it, you know, and I don't have any issue with that. I don't knock it at all from a cultural perspective. Getting married is a beautiful thing, you know, and I think it's wonderful. I just don't want to really mix cultural perspectives with spiritual or religious thought, you know, because it, sometimes, you know, they go together and sometimes they don't. And in this case, they don't. And I think that it has been used to shoehorn its way in between God's original purpose for man and woman. And it kind of opened the door for other things to seep its way in. And so I'm just saying, to set the record straight, you know, God gave man penis, gave woman vagina, specifically so that they are, you know, so that we procreate and continue to be fruitful and multiply. That was the will of God.
I want to thank you for participating, hear me out, you know, mincing through the mush, perambulating with me once again. Thanks also to thatssogilmore.itsy.com, Anchor as well. Follow me on Twitter at Ron Upstream, or on Instagram at Supernove, and that's Super K-N-O-V, and K as in King. It's been real and it's been good. Peace and blessings, y'all. It's February, yeah. We about to roll into to Mardi Gras on the 16th. And let me be the first to say, Happy Black History Month. Let's take a little time to look at these consistencies and see what we can do as a collective to stop these consistencies and start the repair. Holla at your boy.